50 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House putting forth another peace plan for Gaza. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Tel Aviv.
President Trump and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff submitting this new ceasefire and hostage release plan with Israeli backing. The idea is a 60-day ceasefire, the release of 10 living hostages and the bodies of 18 others. In exchange, Israel would release some Palestinian prisoners, withdraw its forces to a buffer zone, and allow more vital aid in.
Hamas said to be reviewing the document, but acceptance is doubtful because Hamas wants a commitment to end the war completely. The White House says President Trump will have a big announcement today. It will involve Japan's Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel. It'll be in Pennsylvania to do it. A federal judge has extended an order blocking the Trump administration's attempt to bar international students from enrolling at Harvard University. An appeals court letting the Trump tariffs stand temporarily after the U.S. Court of International Trade ruled they amounted to presidential overreach. This is ABC News. The Scripps National Spelling Bee is in the books. The winner, 13-year-old Faizan Zaki, almost blew his chance with this word.
Kamalina.
K-A-M. Oh, okay. Wait. Let me think. All the information?
Oh, boy. Kamalina. Kamalina.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Whatever. Just bring it. I'm sorry.
Whatever, just ring the bell. That answer was, in fact, incorrect and allowed two more competitors in, but Faizan went on to win with this word.
Your word is éclaircissement.
Éclaircissement. E-C-L-A-I-R-C-I-S-S-E-M-E-N-T. Éclaircissement.
That is correct.
That was, in fact, the winning word. Faizan wins a big trophy and a cash prize of $50,000. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
High school and college graduations are just around the corner. At the Creative Outlet, you will find exclusive custom school scrapbooking products that will make your memory album stand out. These products will also be perfect for greeting cards, party decor, or would make great graduation gifts. Where is the best place to get scrapbooking products to show your school spirit? Oh, you know, it's the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
Energy efficiency and lower utility bills. ¿Quiere ahorrar en sus facturas de energía? Looking to save money on energy bills? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers energy efficiency programs to help homeowners cut costs while making their homes more comfortable. Lower your utility bills and reduce your carbon footprint with our expert solutions. Call 608-647-4949 to learn more.
The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture Decor and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture Decor and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby.
Your fuel partner for upcoming planting season, make sure your equipment is ready to roll with quality fuel and lubes from Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg. With flexible delivery options and competitive pricing, we provide diesel, gasoline, and bulk lubes, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Wishing farmers a safe and successful planting season, call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this, when thou shalt vow a vow unto the Lord thy God, thou shalt not slack to pay it. For the Lord thy God will surely require it of thee, and it would be sin in thee. Deuteronomy 23:21. A boy had been raised in a Christian home and went to church every Sunday. But when he became a man, he got away from this Christian environment. One cold winter's day, he was driving a pickup truck over the ice on 10 Mile Pond. Suddenly, his truck broke through the ice. He was alone and trapped inside. His body began submerging and the perspiration ran down his face. He cried out to God to send someone to rescue him. He promised that if God would spare his life, he would go back to church and give his heart and life to him. God heard that prayer and sent men to rescue him. The brother kept his word. Close to 50 years have gone by since his rescue, but he is still serving the Lord and excited about God's mercy and his privilege to be in church every Sunday. Your friends at apostolicfaith.org, thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, looks like a mild day shaping up here today, but a cold front will be sliding in late this afternoon, could spark a few spotty showers and storms. The best chance will be over the northeastern two-thirds of the state, so we're kind of on the western edge of that. Otherwise, there's also some smoke issues coming down from Canada, causing an air quality alert throughout the Badger State today through 6 a.m. tomorrow. So those with respiratory or heart issues should certainly be a little extra cautious. Now, we are expecting temperatures to drop slightly tomorrow, but still be very pleasant. And then going back up again Sunday into early next week as south winds return. In fact, Monday looks like the warmest day when temperatures could be about 10 degrees above normal. Our best chance of widespread rain and storms will come on Tuesday into Tuesday night as a fairly strong cold front moves through. We could see rain amounts upwards of an inch with that particular system. The forecast for today, partly cloudy, breezy, and warmer with that slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm toward evening. High temperature about 80, west wind 8 to 17, becoming northwest. Tonight, isolated showers or thunderstorms in the early evening, then clearing and comfortable, low near 50. Northwest wind turning north to northeast around 5. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny skies, low humidity with a high near 77, north to northeast wind 2 to 6, and Sunday partly cloudy, low 47, high of 80, just a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm by evening. Going into Monday, partly cloudy, very warm with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, low 58 with a high of 88, Tuesday warm and more humid, scattered showers and storms likely becoming more widespread late in the day, low 65, high 81. Wednesday chance of a shower around daybreak, otherwise some sun developing and cooler, high temperature 75. Thursday partly sunny, maybe some rain late, high 78. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Right now it is 50 degrees at WRCO. Yesterday's high was 72. The record high, 89, was established in 1991, while the record low in the books goes back to 1965, when it was 28 degrees. Last year's high, 73, and the low, 48. Sunset will happen at 8:33 tonight. Sunrise time, 5:25 for tomorrow. The air is calm, barometer at 29.87. No precipitation today, and again after a low this morning of 43, we're at 50 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. A lot of sports to recap. We're going to get to that in just a bit with lots of high school events and games that went on, regional championships, and track action gets ready for the sectional today. Last night in hometown baseball, the Casanova Reds defeated Reedsburg 6-5. Hometown opens up this weekend. We'll be on hand at Casanova on Sunday when the Reds take on Sauk Prairie. Coming up in sports today, courtesy of Hillsboro Equipment and the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll tackle that local scene pile of sports right after these words.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
I am Phil Nee. The Richland Center soccer team claimed a WIAA regional championship with a 5-4 eight-inning win over Dodgeville. The game at Dodgeville saw a total of 3 home runs and some clutch plays down the stretch. Hornet freshman pitcher Kyrie Fisher struck out 9 and gave up 6 hits. Senior Carly Meaden and Fisher were both 2-for-3 with a walk. Freshman J.C. Gander hit a 2-run home run in the first inning for the Hornets. For Dodgeville, Caleb Brom hit a 2-run home run in the first, and Tommy Krubaugh had a leadoff solo shot in the fourth. Ava Lord suffered the pitching loss after working 8 innings. The game ended with a bit of controversy. The umpire crew advised both head coaches before the game that if the game went to extra innings, they were to use ghost runners. A runner would be placed at second base to start each inning. Both coaches agreed to this format. The Hornets' J.C. Gander scored on a throwing error, and Dodgeville stranded runners at second and third in their half of the eighth, and the game ended. The Hornets were presented with a regional plaque. Late last night, Dodgeville Athletic Director Joey Martin made an official protest of the game to the WIAA because of the use of ghost runners, which is evidently not a practice which is to be used in WIAA tournament games. Nonetheless, the Hornets are planning on a trip to Prairie du Chien on Tuesday for a WIAA sectional semifinal. Following the game, I asked Coach Jamie Gander about the question of ghost runners.
It was talked about before the game, and we were told that it was that's the way it was. I'm not sure. Oh, being as new as I am at this, we rolled with it. I asked why we didn't do that Tuesday night, and they said it was the rule. So, you know, we did agree to that. We were told that was what had to happen. But regardless, we played it out that way, and it worked out.
And the team persevered.
These girls, since day one, have never gave up. And tonight just proves it. You know, we could have easily, when they got us down there in the middle of the game, packed it up and decided to go home, and they just even early in the earlier in the year when we were losing these games, you know, they just kept battling, and you could see it was going to happen. I've been telling everybody we're a good team, you know, and former coach from Richland Center told me, Mike Nice, he said, when you can start winning games like that, you're very dangerous, and I think we're getting there.
Hornets senior Carly Meaden says it's all about fun.
That's kind of how our team works. Like, we're very lighthearted, and we joke around, and anything that keeps our, like, emotions up, I guess, that's us. Like, we're always joking around.
And senior Chloe Darling says the team has worked hard.
Definitely, we put in a lot of work. Coaches told us, they were like, you guys were not the same team that you were the first time we played them, and we definitely were. We've come so far, and I'm so proud of the whole team. Everybody's played their role, and it's been awesome. It's just been so fun.
Freshman pitcher Kyrie Fisher talked to us after the game about the win.
Yes, I just remember to take a deep breath, and I have a great team that's supporting me all the way.
You threw some strikeouts there in the inning, and I think it almost looked like you gained a little bit of fire as the game went on. Did it feel like you had a pretty good velocity there in the eighth inning?
Yeah, I was more focused, I guess. It was a super tight game, and I was like, my team really needs this.
Hornets win yesterday by a score of 5-4 in eight innings. Also in Division III, Prairie du Chien, the next opponent of the Hornets, after their 6-1 win over Gale Ettrick Trempolo. Division II, Mount Horeb 5-3 over Portage. West Salem beat Edgewood Abundant Life Christian St. Ambrose 6-1. Division IV, Cuba City shut out Iowa Grant 7-0. Mineral Point 4-1 over Wisconsin Heights. In Division V last night, congratulations to the Ithaca Bulldogs on a WIAA regional championship, 11-3 over Seneca. The winning pitcher was J.C. Maxwell, striking out 10, walking 7, giving up 3 hits. Bridget Hall suffered the loss for Seneca, striking out 3, walking 4, and giving up 9 hits. Ariana Lewis was 3-for-4 with a double and a home run, 2 RBIs for the Bulldogs. Holly King, 2-for-3 with a double and an RBI. J.C. Maxwell was 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs as the Bulldogs advanced in the tournament. They will be hosting Brookwood in the sectional semifinal on Tuesday. They defeated Kickapoo 15-5 in 6 innings. Elsewhere, Columbus Catholic over Royal 8-6. Blair Taylor 9-0 over New Lisbon. Belmont ended the year for Wazika Steuben 5-1. Barneveld over River Ridge 9-2. WIAA baseball tournament action got underway last night. Recapping, first of all, Division 4. Trevor Westfall got the win for Weston on the Hill, going all 5 innings on 52 total pitches, allowing 2 hits, no runs, and no walks, and 5 strikeouts. Garrett Granger, 2-for-3 with 2 doubles, an RBI, and 3 runs scored. Isaac Jennings, 2-for-3 with a home run, 3 RBIs, and 3 runs scored. Hunter Coy with a double and 2 runs scored. Brady Westfall with a double and 2 RBIs. Trevor Westfall had a hit, an RBI, and a run scored as Weston picked up an 11-0 win over Lafarge. They move on to play DeSoto, which defeated Kickapoo last night 5-0. Boscobel stays alive in the tournament with a 5-3 win over Potosi Cassville. They'll face Seneca in the next round. Last night, the Ithaca Bulldogs got their tournament started with a 5-inning 13-0 win over Wanewoc Center. Sammy Clary pitched for the victory. He struck out 11 last night and gave up just 1 hit. And Ben Hipsch came in on relief, and he struck out 3 to help the Bulldogs nail down a 13-0 11-hit attack. No runs and 1 hit for Wanewoc Center. Leading at the plate for the Bulldogs, Houston Garcia-Bolin with 3 hits and 2 RBIs. Sammy Clary had 2 RBIs. Wes Nelson with 2 RBIs. And Channing Brown had 3 hits, leading the Bulldogs. Highland will be the next opponent of Ithaca after they knocked off Wazika Steuben 14-1. It was also Hillsboro and North Crawford last night, with the Trojans winning over the Tigers 7-2. Cashton 5, Plum City Elmwood 1. It was Monticello Albany over Schulzburg Benton 7-5. Pecatonica over Williams Bay 21-1. Southwestern 13-3 over Argyle Blackhawk in 5 innings. Moving to Division 3 from last night, Riverdale's varsity baseball season came to a close with a 4-2 loss to Lancaster. Bevan Dennis and Ethan Cagle would each go 2-for-3 in the game. Elsewhere last night, it was Mineral Point ending the year for River Valley 3-1. New Glarus 10-0 over Darlington. Prairie du Chien 3-1 over Belleville. Wisconsin Heights 16, Iowa Grant 10. Viroqua beat Luther 3-2. Bangor 8-1 over Nakusa. And in Division 2, the year came to an end for the Richland Center Hornets as they lost at Lodi 4-2. Lodi advances to play McFarland in the next round, and the 11th-seeded Hornets see their season end. Portage end of the year for Platteville, 4-3 the final score. Wisconsin Dells 1-0 over Adams Friendship. Sauk Prairie 3, Mauston 2. Mount Horeb 10-3 over Monroe. Regular season baseball, Barneveld over Fenimore 6-2. It was Dodgeville 7-3 over River Ridge. Osseo Fairchild 3-2 over Royal. Wanakee 5 and Reedsburg 3. Sparta 9-5 over Baraboo. In high school soccer, Richland Center battled Prairie du Chien in a tough physical game. The Hornets fell 4-1. Offensive opportunities last night for the team, creating some great crosses from Erlyn Wallace and shots from Selah Nelson. Hornets young defensive Ella Stadler, Sylvia Schmidt, Bryn Anderson, and Harper Glassbrenner has improved immensely, working together as the season progresses. Also keeper Lily Tidrick with another great game for her team. Strong midfield play by Rowan May and Mariah Abde helped create opportunities in the attacking third of the field. Prairie scored its final two goals in the 6 minutes of the game, and the Hornets' goal came in the last 30 seconds, working it up the field and switching fields, finding Naomi Sherwood, who crossed it to the middle, and Selah Nelson finished it in the back of the net. Hornets senior players include Lily Tidrick, Selah Nelson, Erlyn Wallace, Naomi Sherwood, Gabriella Tony Bruckner, and three managers, Ethan Gall, Dorian Anderson, and Lucy Joyce. Coach Fink would like to thank those seniors for their dedication and commitment to the team this year. McFarland awaits for area Division II teams, such as the Richland Center Hornets WIA track and field action on Tuesday. Robert Budden advanced to the sectional in the 800, and also he was along with Grayson Banker, Kevin Hernandez, and Fletcher Harper as that unit won the 4x4. Also, in girls' activities, it was senior Madeline Huber winning the shot put and placing third in discus, advancing to the sectional as the top four advance. Charlie Bailey in the 200 and Danica Pauls in the pole vault will be advancing to the next level. And Grace Fretz, who took third in the 800 on Tuesday night, is also going to be competing at McFarland in Division II. Sectional qualifiers from River Valley, Gina Klein in the 100 and 200, Brielle Grant in the 16 and 3200s, Molly Moss in the 400, and Braylon Tafts in the discus. For the boys, Wesley Hatfield in the 100 and 200, and Aiden Hill in the 100. Moving on to the Bangor sectional from Ithaca Weston, John Hash, Brayson Garcia-Bolin, Deacon McDonough, and Sam Jones in the 4x8, Clayton Lee in the 1600 and 3200 runs, and Sam Jones in the 800. River Valley's golf team finished fourth in the WIA regional with a score of 347. The team advances to the WIA sectional next Tuesday at Dodge Point Country Club. The Brewers prepare for a weekend series against the Phillies. The Brewers in third place in the NL Central. The Phillies are in first. Hear the battle tonight, pregame time around 5:10, and it's on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports. We'll have more in a moment.
When it comes to insurance, cutting costs can mean cutting corners. At Julie Karen State Farm, we offer affordable plans without compromising on protection and service you deserve. Don't settle for cheap. Get coverage that truly has your back right here at Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Having a local agent isn't just about getting a good deal. It's about having someone who knows you, your needs, and your community. With Julie Karen State Farm, we are your neighbors invested in the place we all call home.
Mike Clemens joins us on WRCO Radio as we get set for today and the weekend in sports. And Mike, first of all, the Brewers playing at the Phillies, the league leader. This is a big series this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, Phillies are off to a good start. Best record in the National League right now, about 7-8 games ahead of where the Brewers are at. The Brewers are finally getting hot, turning things around. I think the thing I'm watching for tonight is the Brewers starting pitcher D.L. Hall, who came over to Milwaukee when Milwaukee traded away Corbin Burns. He went to the Orioles, had a good season with the Orioles, and then his contract ran out, and they offered him $21 million. He got like this $200 million 6-year deal with the Arizona Diamondbacks. But the Brewers got, you know, D.L. Hall and Joey Ortiz out of it, which I think is a pretty good trade. Now, Joey has struggled at the plate. If you're 1 for 30, at some point, Murph's going to sit you down, but I think he's done really well as a player in the field. He's starting to come around. And then D.L. Hall, injuries for 2 years. He had a knee injury, and then last year, or earlier this year, a lower back injury. But they brought him in for a couple innings. And this was an interesting and somewhat controversial move. They've had this young pitcher named Logan Henderson, who they brought up from Nashville. And, you know, he's pitched four times, and I think he won the first three games. Looked really good. And they sent him back to Nashville after another one of his appearances. And people thought, well, what are you doing? But when I saw D.L. Hall, and I had not seen much of him, he's a grown man. And they need a lefty. And so he will pitch tonight. And so that's the thing that we're really going to be watching tonight in this game at Citizens Bank Park. I think it starts at 5:45 our time.
Right. And they had some nice wins against the Red Sox this week, didn't they?
They sure did, and dramatic and exciting, and, in guys' bats warming up, Christian Yelich and hitting that grand slam the other night, how terrific was that? Then they go into extra innings again against, a tough Boston Red Sox team, but they swept them, and it was Caleb Durbin who came up with the clutch sack fly, and Sal Frelick, who went 4-for-4 the other night, scores from third, and so they score the winning run 6-5 the other night. And so, the Brewers are right where they need to be right now. They've won 7 of the last 10 games going into Philly tonight. Phillies are tough, though, too. They've won 8 of their last 10 games.
It's amazing in baseball how, you think you're stinking, and then the next week, a week later, hey, we're doing pretty well,
It's baseball. it really is, And what's great is how great a vocal leader Christian Yelich is. He makes himself available. You don't talk to him every day, but when you do need to talk to him, he's really good. And I thought he said something really interesting about a month ago. What's he, 30, 33 now, 34? He said, it takes a while to find your swing every year. It's like when you come into spring training, your swing is different every year. And I said that to Murphy pregame, because he lets us in his office and talk. I said, that was an interesting quote. He said that toward the end of spring training. He goes, he said that? Like, this was news. And he just smiled like, okay. And he didn't necessarily agree with that, but I could see that. It's no different than golf, right? When if you're a golfer and you get out there, your first couple of times out at the driving range before you hit the course, and it's like you feel like you haven't done it in 5 years, right? So it changes every year.
Yes, it does. College sports in the news. The Badgers, the class of 2025, some well-known names will be going to the Hall, Mike.
Yeah, a dozen new inductees into this class, into the Badgers Athletic Hall of Fame. It's a ceremony they're going to have the weekend of September the 5th and 6th, and it starts with Frank Comiskey, the 7-footer, who helped lead the Badgers 10 years ago to back-to-back appearances in the Final Four. He got drafted by the Charlotte Hornets, like 9th overall, but, not a great NBA career. He was with the Hornets, which has, always been a struggling franchise for like 3 or 4 years. Had some time with the Hawks and the Houston Rockets, and today Frank is playing for the G League team for the Toronto Raptors up in Canada. But he was in town yesterday for this announcement. Matt LaPay, the broadcaster, the play-by-play guy. Did Matt LaPay take over for Jim Irwin doing Badgers football games?
Yes, he did.
I think so, back in the late 90s. So he's been doing it almost 30 years or so. He's going in as a broadcaster. And then James White, the running back, who I got to interview. James White now is now a running back coach for Brett Bielema down in Illinois. But he had a great NFL career. He got drafted by the Patriots and Bill Belichick. He got to win 3 Super Bowl rings, while Tom Brady was still there. He was the one that scored, I think, like 3 times, scored like 20 points in that comeback Super Bowl win down in Houston between the Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons. And after the game, and he scored the winning touchdown in overtime, Brady said, James White should actually be getting the MVP award, not me, for what he did today. And earlier in the week, I was working for a sports station in Milwaukee, and I called the guys and I said, hey, I'm going to the Patriots press conference. It was like Thursday. and the Super Bowl's got the best access. Like on Thursday, for an hour, you go to the team hotel, they bring all the players into a ballroom, they've got all these tables with like numbers on them, so you know which one table to go to, and you know, they're serving coffee and croissants. There's James White sitting alone. And all the writers are working on some other stories. They're talking to Tom Brady, they're talking to somebody else. And so I say, hey, do you mind? I got my cell phone. Could you talk for a few for my guys back in Wisconsin? Oh, yeah, sure. So I give him my cell phone, and he's on the air for like 10 minutes with those guys. And I mean, that worked out great for me, you know. And then he ends up, you know, being the star in the game that weekend. So he's going to be one of the inductees as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. He should have been the MVP of that game, by the way. I was home saying the same thing. Yeah, he should have been.
Well, you know what? And also, he made like NFL history because the last time for a running back to score like that was Alan Ameche, who was out of Kenosha, Bradford High School, played at Madison in the early 50s, got drafted by the Baltimore Colts, and then was Johnny Unitas's running back. They went into that overtime game with the writers called it the greatest game ever played. Back in like 58 to beat the Giants, and it was Alan Ameche that scored that touchdown in sudden death. So the last time a running back had done that in the Super Bowl, both guys out of Madison, out of Wisconsin.
Yeah, good Wisconsin history. Well, speaking of football, Mike, what's going on with the Packers?
Just came from OTAs. They've got one practice session today that's going to be closed. The first thing you notice out there is like, okay, so with Elgton Jenkins being moved from left guard to center, And then he finds out, okay, the guy they just brought in from the 49ers, Aaron Banks, is getting a four-year deal worth $77 million. Hello, I've been with you here the whole time. I'm getting 68 over, and I got 2 years left. So he's holding out for a restructured deal to get more money if they're going to move him into center. And so to compensate for that, they moved their right guard, Sean Ryan, into center. They got Jacob Monk, a second-year guy, as the number two center. But that's what they're doing for now until he gets back in. Jordan Love looked good. Was throwing the ball around the park pretty good. He hit Dontavian Wicks for a 60-yard bomb down the left sideline, a play that looked just like the one that they did early last year, the first preseason game in Cleveland against the Browns. Dontavian Wicks is a guy that we've talked to the receivers coach about, who says, yeah, he got off to a rough start last year. We had a lot of drops. They think he's got a great first move off the line of scrimmage. Got a little frustrated with some of the mistakes he made downfield, and they've tried to work with him just sort of mentally and emotionally. Like, if you make a mistake, man, just move on to the next play. So they expect him to have a better season. Matthew Golden, he's not as big as you would think it would be for a first-round pick, but clearly the speed is there. There's a lot of good things I get. One real disappointment was, A.J. Dillon now has moved on. He's with the Eagles. And so, of course, Josh Jacobs is your number one back. But who's your number two? And they had drafted this Marshawn Lloyd out of USC last year, but he ended up spending most of the year on IR. Appendicitis at the end, just couldn't catch a break. But he was over there in the rehab group with Christian Watson, so we didn't get to see him practice, and I haven't seen him have many snaps or so. So that was kind of a letdown. As for the Jaire Alexander drama, we talked to Xavier McKinney, who came in last year at safety and pretty much took over as a captain and a leader on that defense, and he said, I talk to him every day too. We've become close friends. It's at the point now where if he goes on with some other team and gets a great contract or something, that's fine. If he decides to renegotiate and take a haircut and stay here, that'd be even better for us because, he'd be welcome to be there in the corner. But, how do I think that's going to play out? Ask me after June 1st.
Yeah.
That's when the Packers have a chance to make a deadline decision and figure out what they're going to do.
Awesome. Good stuff, Mike. Always, thanks a lot, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it.
Mike Clemens joining us on WRCO to talk sports. Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage. Good morning, 57 degrees here at WRCO and the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. It's time for a vintage Paul Harvey, the rest of the story program.
Now, the rest of the story. In the history of every American town, large and small, at least one man's name stands out. And in Vernal, Utah, tucked away in the easternmost part of the state near the Colorado border, that man's name is Bill Coltharp. Bill was a prominent merchant in Vernal. His dreams were big and he wanted them to last. Now, he knew his town needed a bank and office space, so it was his idea to combine them in a brand new business building, the bank at street level and offices on the second floor. Well, by the early spring of 1916, Bill had already enlisted the services of an ambitious young architect, and the plans were completed. The design was efficient, modern, and only the best materials were specified for the new Coltharp building. Just one problem. Though the interior could be constructed of materials found in Vernal, Bill's building plans required fine textured bricks for the exterior. And the nearest place you could find those was Salt Lake City, 400 mountainous, rutted, winding, precarious road miles away. And guess what? No railroads pass through Vernal, as none does even today. And the roads thereabout used by the loggers were ultimately primitive. So considering the rates charged by wagoneers, it would cost a king's ransom to have those bricks hauled from Salt Lake City to Vernal. So Bill Coltharp had a problem. Now he could construct his new building entirely of local materials. The quality and maybe even the durability would be less than he had preferred, but it was still an option. Or he could simply order those tens of thousands of bricks to be brought from Salt Lake City, but how could he or anybody pay for the shipping? Well, you'll not have to have listened to the rest of the story programs as long as I've been writing them to know we've encountered plenty of two kinds of people. The kind who say it can't be done and the kind who go ahead and do it anyway. And by now you probably guessed that Bill Coltharp was among the latter. He was a doer. He didn't like things in his way, and when they got in his way, he'd do whatever it took to get them out. So, just how inclined to settle for less than the best for his new office and bank building was Bill? Well, Bill wanted his dreams made durable, and this one would be. I mean, the Coltharp building was constructed in 1916, and roughly a century later, it's still here. The Zions First National Bank. And those fine textured bricks from Salt Lake City were used for the exterior. And the prohibitive cost of shipping by wagon was avoided. How come? Well, Bill Coltharp did a little investigating, and he discovered a fortunate discrepancy in the postal regulations. That's right. Bill found that the postal rates by the pound were nominal. And so one brick at a time, each brick was sent from Salt Lake City to Vernal, individually addressed. And even still, folks in that town refer to their own Zions First National as the bank that came by mail. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Are you a first-time home buyer ready to take that exciting step? A conventional loan might be just what you need. With flexible terms, competitive interest rates, and options for as little as 3% down, it's never been easier to own your first home. The Schultz Mortgage Team is here to guide you every step of the way, making the process simple and stress-free. Call us today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify and take the first step toward home ownership. Your dream home is waiting. The Schultz Mortgage Team, making first-time buyers feel right at home.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we believe great service goes beyond transactions. It's about making a real impact. Whether it's a helping hand, expert advice, or going the extra mile, we're here to serve you with an authentic dedication. Personalized attention, reliable support, and a commitment to a thriving community are our core values. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Fresh from the country today, we take a look at some new releases in country music, and proud to present this one from a guy who's been by the studio a few times through the years. He's a good guy, other than he is a Chicago Bears fan, but we like him anyway. Andrew Salgado, the new one called Summer Love.
It's been a long, cold, hard September, and I'm wishing for the days you and I had everything. I can't believe in just 3 months I find myself wishing for a way to your heart. That summer love, it got a hold of me, dancing around in those damn bare feet. The look in your eyes, it just can't be beat tonight. Summer love, we had a little too much fun, kissing and making love all around. The way that your hand just fit right into mine, but you said it's just a summer love. Yeah, you said it's just a summer love. You're not supposed to call me baby, or 2 a.m. talks about how you wanna see me. I can't believe in just 3 months I find myself wishing for a way to your heart.
Summer Love, Andrew Salgado on WRCO Country and Community. Here we are together again, friends, with a Friday feature. And coming up, our trivia question of the morning. We'll also have details coming up next hour. A little conversation in the studio about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. They have some big news, including the ambassadors for this year's walk and some recent things. And, of course, we're seeing that Grace car, that Grace Mobile all over the place, which you can buy raffle tickets for. So that's coming up during our 9 to 10 hour today.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Do you realize that Richland Center is one of the few cities in Wisconsin to have an outdoor theater, roller rink, bowling alley, book, and record store? While visiting Richland Center, make sure you stop at Mastodon Records, located at Okooch Books and Libations. They have new vinyl, used vinyl, collectible and keepsake records, and can special order. Maybe you no longer own a turntable. Mastodon Records can hook you up. Stop by Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center at Okooch Books and Libations to start your record year.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. My husband and I moved to the area 4 years ago and began looking for a church. Willow Valley was one of the friendliest churches that we encountered, and we decided to make it our church home. After some time there, we came to realize that many of the members were related to each other. Although we were not even from Wisconsin, this church made us feel like family. If you are looking for a church where you can be welcome like family, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
Our trivia question of the day is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. You can get some great deals there, some awesome food, and hang out with friends and family. And you can pick up some cookies if you know the right answer to our trivia question, which is next.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream, I scream, we all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Today's question, according to a survey, this is the most common thing people accidentally leave in their car. What could it be? 608-647-4155. The most common thing people accidentally leave in their car. Here's Gavin Adcock, Brand New Country and Fresh in the Country.
We've got our ways, honey. Lord knows that I stay stuck in mine. You drove away from me. Let me stand at the phone at midnight. I'm just trying to be real with it. Let's make a deal, deal with it. Whiskey, if other women didn't have your name, if I could rearrange a couple cold memories and turn them all into something that I hate. Your blue eyes didn't burn like West Texas desert wind. If you just quit crossing my mind, then maybe I might just never call again. Shake my hand on it, 'cause I might forget to let yours go. But I'm gonna be honest, wouldn't be leaving a drunk message at the tone. If I just quit hiding in the whiskey, if other women didn't have your name, if I could rearrange a couple core memories and turn them all into something that I hate. Service. If I just quit hiding in the whiskey, if other women didn't have your name, if I could rearrange a couple core memories and turn them all into something that I hate. Your blue eyes didn't burn like West Texas desert wind. If you just quit crossing my mind, then maybe I might just never call again. Never
Fresh from the country, Gavin Adcock with a brand new one on WRCO. It appears we have the winner for our trivia question today. We'll give you the answer right after this new one. We'll be looking forward to playing this. It's a vocal event, a duet between Scotty McCreery and Hootie and the Blowfish.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most.
Scotty McCreery and Hootie and the Blowfish on WRCO, kind of combining one of their songs with a Scotty song and kind of melding it together there. Brand new. All right. Well, congratulations to Ken Powell, our winner of trivia today. We had lots of guesses. According to a survey, this is the most common thing people accidentally leave in their car. The number one answer this morning was keys, but lots of guesses for glasses or sunglasses and wallet. That's what I sometimes do, especially when it comes time to pay. It's time to pay. What? I don't have my wallet. But the correct answer is leftovers. There you go. Food. Most commonly left in the car. That makes sense. I have done that before. It's like, oh boy, I can't eat all this. I'm going to take it home and have it for lunch tomorrow. And then I look in the refrigerator the next morning. Dope. So, yeah, it happens. that happens. And I've also left food on the top of the vehicle and driven off once or twice. Have you done that before? You drive off and poof. What was that? Oh, there's my food in the parking lot. That's great. I saw somebody do that in Muscadet. We stopped there for gas one night, and somebody stopped to get a pizza, put it on the roof, and all of a sudden they drove off, and next thing you know, there's a flying pizza, just like a Frisbee, coming down the street. Anyway, congratulations to Ken. He's our winner from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe.
Today, small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state, but that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and all garden tools. We are open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. We are located at 103 South Central Avenue, number 10, in the Coast Plaza. Call 608-604-0230 for more information.
The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby.
Serving up delicious meals and local radio. Sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
The next order of business, the most played country song across the land today on Fresh from the Country. Here's a look at the top five most played songs. Kane Brown and Backseat Driver at number five. Am I Okay? Megan Maroney at number four. Way Out Here with Riley Green. That is coming up here at number three. Highway Desperado from Jason Aldean. And a song called Whiskey Drink. Highway Desperado is the name of the album. And I'm the Problem. Rates is number one this week for Morgan Wallen.
You say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? Turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before, and you're back with me again.
Why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking.
Morgan Wallen, number one this week with I'm the Problem. Phil Neal, but all your trails are happy.
Until we meet again.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 59 degrees at 9 o'clock. Our update at 9 will be followed by Community Conversation in the Morning Show Studios. This 9 o'clock update is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, back and forth rulings over President Trump's tariffs. Earlier this week, the U.S. Court of International Trade struck down many of the tariffs put in place on imports, and then an appeals court weighed in, lifting that block, allowing the tariffs to continue. Strong storms again battering large parts of the country, including Texas.
In Austin, storms dumping piles of hail.
Oh, my God.
Wind gusts up to 77 miles per hour, toppling trees. And in rural eastern Oklahoma, a mother and her three kids were finally rescued after spending more than a week trapped by downed trees.